From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Brian Sudduth, the president of Miller Construction Company. Brian, thank you so much for being with me again.
Oh, thank you, Abby. Thank you for the opportunity. Great to be here.
So we're looking at the new economy, obviously, in this season that was created due to the pandemic. New norms, new business operations, new strategies that will continue into the future. But before we get there, can you tell me about some maybe personal norms that you started due to the pandemic that you know you're going to continue with in a post-pandemic landscape?
Well, I don't know if it's new, but definitely recreation boating was a big lifesaver for me and my family throughout the pandemic. So I don't know if it's what new, but we're definitely continuing to do it and continuing to do it more. And for me, it's been wonderful. The wife and kids love doing it. My daughter and my son love being on the boat. And so that's been a lot of fun, and we're going to keep doing it, which has been wonderful.
In our interviews, we're consistently hearing how South Florida is an ideal location for development with access to investment capital, with a consistent immigration of people, as well as development-friendly regulations. That said, what would you identify as some of the greatest hurdles that still face new development in this region? And how is this particularly challenging from a construction perspective?
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's land. I mean, it's not just, it's the location and it's the cost. You know, what's it, 12 to 19 miles of developable, habitable land here in Broward County between the Everglades and the ocean. And, you know, all the good, clean sites are taken. And so it really becomes redevelopment. Are you dealing with environmental or other soil conditions on sites? Are they less desirable from an access or from a roadway? So I think trying to figure out how to make a site work is the biggest challenge for not just, you know, for us as we get our development, work with our developers and our clients to make a deal happen. And that's, I think, is really the biggest challenge. And from a construction perspective is once you find a site, land's not cheap, you know, especially now it's really at an all-time high. And how do you figure out how to make the best use of that land, to find the best density of that land from a cost perspective? You know, so many of the deals we price 5-10 times before we really final down on what is the best way to develop it. And then as the project moves forward, you know, it's planning. You know, there's gonna be a hurdle, there's gonna be some soil condition, there's gonna be some site logistics. And what are we doing to be proactive to make sure when they say go, we're ready to go, and flagging those hurdles earlier. And so, you know, I think the biggest issue is finding the right piece of property for the right development, and then finding the right building for that development is also a hurdle.
And part of that planning is obviously costs, and material costs have been on a steady rise due to issues with the global supply chain, as well as rapidly increasing demand since the economy has started to open. How have you adapted your design and construction processes, as well as client expectations, to best mitigate the negative impact of these rising costs?
You know, I think it starts with communication, right? I mean, at first when they're happening, you know, why are the prices going up? COVID happened, prices should be going down. Supply chain became, you know, really into 2021, a bigger issue than it was the year previously. Mm-hmm. And so just communication with our team internally, communication with our client to help manage those expectations. And so many of these jobs, you know, we're getting allocations for steel or different releasing materials before the design's even done. Sometimes we're changing the design before pencil goes on paper to help, you know, if it's a fast track schedule or whatever, you know, the main initiative of the development is, before pencil hits the paper. Luckily to date, we've had some challenges on jobs, but we haven't had any delays that have caused a project to be delivered late due to those procurements. The biggest thing is flexibility. And I think one thing COVID taught us, you know, is businesses, the environment which we operated our business in was changing daily as we learned about that pandemic and how it happened. So flexibility became a key last year, and flexibility became a key this year. It's not, you know, how are we going to address these issues? It's when they happen, what are we going to do? And is it changing the critical path of our schedules? Is it working on alternate products? And really just don't leave anything unturned, and everything's possible. and trying to figure out a solution to every single thing that's there. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it goes back to communication to the supply chain, material tracking logs, and really, you know, blocking and tackling from that aspect. And then, you know, communicating that to the design and the client to manage those expectations on the front end.
You've previously mentioned that due to your company's focus on industrial and e-commerce, you expect 2021 to be your biggest year yet. That said, what will be the key to keeping the growth of the industrial and e-commerce industries in Broward County sustainable for the long-term future?
You know, 2021 is going to be a banner year for our company. And when we look at our backlog for committed jobs and prospects, I mean, 2022 and signed for that matter, 2022 is going to be bigger. And that's not just on the industrial e-commerce. There's a lot to our business for just general commercial, and that has made us really adaptive to what's going to be coming. And so we're very optimistic about what's going there. And then the critical thing is a lot of the work is outside of Broward County, and it's really one big community here in South Florida that makes it. I mean, obviously, we're located here in Fort Lauderdale, and that has been a big portion. And people for the industrial and e-commerce are going where the land is. You know, they're going south, they're going north, up into Martins County, St. Lucie County, Palm Beaches. In addition to that, we also, you know, opened an office in Orlando as we see the expansion going up there down that I-4 corridor from Tampa through Orlando to Daytona. So that's been a big part of what we're looking to do as it relates to industrial and e-commerce. But a lot of the backbone of what we do is still right here with just all sorts of general commercial throughout the Broward County area.
And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape, what's next for Miller Construction and the construction industry overall?
You know, I think it's continued growth. I mean, our state, in my mind, did a great job and keeping us open and keeping our businesses in their minds. And that's been very important. And so just as we've been successful over the past 48 years, you know, I'm sure that it's going to continue. Everyone I talk to in construction is extremely busy right now. The brokers are busy. The subcontractors are busy. Design firms are busy. And in every market sector that we look at, which we pretty much stay involved with almost everything outside of the government work, is seeing a lot of opportunities. And it's really finding the quality people to and manage those opportunities and picking the right clients to partners with.
Well, thank you again. That was Brian Siddeth, the president of Miller Construction Company. My name is Abby Maloney. Brian, thank you again. You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.